How do you feel about 2020?
Well, 2020 was definitely an interesting year. I know a lot of people are looking at it negatively, and there's a whole bunch of reasons why. But, you know, there was a number of good things that happened that we sort of have to celebrate.
What would you say are some of those things that we should celebrate?
Well, I look at the summer, and in the context of the Atlantic bubble, you know, people were traveling locally. Maybe they're spending more time at home. Maybe they bought a camper. Maybe they did some RVing. Maybe they went to the cottage a little more. A lot of family stuff happened this summer, which I think is very positive. I know in our particular case, you know, we did a little more camping than we had been doing in the past. And, you know, I think Ann and I spent more time together than we have during the summer in a very long time. So there's some very, very positive things about that.
And besides, you know, COVID, because it's obviously, it was the biggest challenge that everybody had to face this year. What were some of the other biggest challenges that you encountered this year?
Well, I think for us, especially in the House of Commons, was to try to find a new way to make sure that the government continues in a COVID way. So we were sort of the adoption of Zoom and working virtually, trying to find ways to have this virtual hybrid sitting where some people could be in Ottawa and some people could be on Zoom. So, you know, the work of the House of Commons, the work of government, ended up continuing because of a lot of hard work by a lot of individuals making sure that the government continued.
And what would you say that you've learned as a result of the challenges of this year?
Well, number one is to take your phone off of mute when you're taking your turn to talk so that people can hear you. I don't know how many times in a Zoom call in the last 7 months or 10 months that someone has said to one or me or others, you know, your phone's on mute or your headset's on mute or what have you. So we've learned how to use that kind of technology much better. I think the biggest challenge, though, for folks beyond the government side of things was job losses, businesses closing, especially when it comes to, you know, some entrepreneurs, restaurant owners, those kinds of businesses that really experience a lot of difficulty. So I think the challenge over the next number of months will be to continue some of the programs that have come up, to expand on those programs, and, you know, try to find mechanisms to be able to keep some of these organizations and businesses together so that they can be up and running as soon as everybody gets a vaccine or, you know, the pandemic can be declared over, because, you know, we're still a number of months into that.
What would you say your biggest achievement was of the year, or the thing that you're most proud of that you accomplished?
Well, this was my 25th wedding anniversary year, so very proud of that in this modern context. But, you know, I think it was just trying to bring the voices of West Nova to the floor of Parliament. You know, we had a number of challenges when it came to the fishery. Fall was not easy when we had the fishing crisis happening in St. Mary's Bay. So that was a challenge to get that information broadcast across the country to make folks understand, you know, there's two sides to the story and how to try to explain it. So, you know, I'm proud of the work there. It's a work that's, you know, far from over. I'm proud to sit on the Federal Health Committee, the House of Commons Health Committee, where, you know, we're talking about COVID-19, the response to COVID-19. You know, we're talking about PharmaCare. We're talking about access to medications, CF drugs, and talking about those kinds of things. So, you know, it's been exciting. It wasn't the first year as an MP that I expected.
Right. It's really an unconventional year, to say the least.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Very unconventional. I mean, when I've been a politician for a long time. So, you know, I was hopefully taking some of those skills that I had provincially and use them federally. But what I expected was, you know, a little more working with others, you know, doing a little bit of traveling, being in Ottawa, meeting with my counterparts across the country, learning from their experiences, trying to take those experiences and applying them to West Nova, but a lot of that didn't happen. So I'm hoping, you know, as we move in, that there's not going to be a federal election soon. You know, part of me wants to have an election. Part of me does not want to have an election. So, you know, it's going to be that political versus reality kind of debate I think we all have in our heads sometimes.
And how have you changed this year? I mean, this has really been probably a transformative year for everybody, but how have you changed as a result of everything that's happened this year?
I don't think I've changed outside of putting on a few extra pounds, because I've learned how to bake bread. So that's an extra challenge that I've learned during COVID. But, you know, I don't think I've changed a whole lot. I just had to adapt some of my mechanisms, you know, the ways that I met constituents into different ways. You know, part of my regret is, you know, not only that travel to Ottawa, but that travel, you know, throughout the constituency, you know, where we would have the opportunity to meet people at breakfasts and dinners and parades and festivals, like all of that stuff that would normally bring me in, you know, hours of work, because people won't necessarily call their politician. They won't call an MLA. They won't call an MP. But if they see you walking down the road or they see you at an event, they feel like, hey, I'm just going to go and ask him this question. You know, maybe he can solve it. Maybe he has an idea how I can solve it. So they approach us a lot more when we're in person. So we have this added problem of not being able to get into our communities. So, you know, if there's anything that I'm regretting, it's definitely that part, is that not being able to be in the riding as much as I hope to be. I'm hoping that changes into the new year.
Yeah, hopefully we can get back to normal and we can all get back out there and see each other. I know I just got to Yarmouth recently, so I'd like to get out there and start meeting a lot more people and seeing really what the community has to offer. So I totally get where you're coming from there.
Yeah, you know, if I look at some of the signature events that we're normally used to having, I mean, the Festival Acadien in Clare, SeaFest in Yarmouth, you know, all of the events that happen at Le Village Historique, you know, that's just a few. And then for me is to get to know my valley side of the riding. So, you know, into the Annapolis Valley and to understand all of those great festivals. But unfortunately, we didn't have the chance to do that. So, you know, again, I'm hoping next year will bring us, you know, an extra challenge. But the whole COVID-19 landscape continues to evolve and change. Some people are getting vaccines now. We have the variant issue that we need more information on coming out of the UK. So there's a lot of questions that still need to be answered, and we're hoping we can get that as the new year begins and the House of Commons can get back up and running. I'll have to make a decision on whether I want to be on the floor of the House of Commons or continue to do my work in Yarmouth from the Zoom call. You know, we're not out of the woods yet, and we really still need to continue to listen to our health officials, listen to, of course, Dr. Strang here in Nova Scotia, Dr. Tam across the country. There's going to be a reaction. There's going to be government programs that are going to be available to folks that are not going to be fully developed, as we found with the CERB or the wage subsidy. You know, there's a whole bunch of great programs that were there, but they were not fully formed. So, you know, our office had to be sort of that in between of trying to find answers for folks. So we know that 2021 is not going to be easy either, because there's still going to be a lot of questions. But, you know, hopefully by the time 2021 gets done, we'll hopefully be in a safer place.
What would be your holiday message for this year?
Well, this is going to be another challenging time because, of course, we all belong to big families, and we belong to big communities. And normally during Christmas time, we're used to getting together and seeing folks, so going to church, going to events, going to wakes, and we're not going to have that opportunity. So let's use technology if we have internet. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't still have internet in some of our areas in our riding. But, you know, make a phone call, call a loved one. You know, if you know somebody that's probably alone in Christmas, let's reach out to them and see if we can lend them a hand or just lend them an ear. And, you know, from a mental health standpoint, you know, this has been challenging for a lot of folks. So just reach out. We just need to find different mechanisms to do the same thing that we normally do during this Christmas time, and just enjoy the time off and take our brains off of it for a little bit and make sure we keep the distance from folks that are not a part of our bubble and listen to Dr. Strang. That's kind of the message we have for this Christmas season.
How do you feel about 2021, and is there anything you're looking forward to in the coming year?
Well, I don't know if it's something looking forward to, but it's just, you know, a return to normalcy, even though I believe, you know, we'll be living our lives a little bit differently over the next few years. You know, the the vaccines are not the only answer or the single answer to making sure we have that herd immunity. You know, we're only one country amongst hundreds across the globe that, you know, so travel and those kinds of things will still be a bit of a challenge. You know, the airline industry will not be back up and running very soon. And, of course, getting into the new year, I mean, I'm hoping that our lobster industry stays strong in the challenges that we've had, you know, that cooler heads, of course, can sit down at tables and plan for the future of all of Canada's peoples. That's my biggest hope for 2021.
And the last question I have for you is there anything that prevented you from accomplishing the things you wanted in 2020? And what are your goals for 2021? So what are your goals for 2021? And you can include anything that maybe you didn't accomplish in 2020.
Well, there was a number of things going into this year. So going into the election last year that we wanted to get at, and it had a lot to do with infrastructure, talking about wharf infrastructure, which falls under the responsibility of the Department of Fisheries and Oceans. But unfortunately, I think the lobster fishing crisis sort of put a cap on that discussion. So I'm hoping to pick that back up in the new year. We still have other infrastructure issues around the riding that we need to have addressed. So it's trying to work with Catherine McKenna and, of course, with Andy Fillmore in Halifax as the parliamentary secretary to Minister McKenna. So just trying to figure out how, you know, we can benefit from some of the programs that are going to be coming forward from the federal government. You know, and again, it's roads, it's infrastructure, it's you know, bridges, internet for the most part. There's been a number of great announcements on that lately, so just need to continue that. And, you know, just make sure that we get, you know, our fair share, you know, from across Canada. A lot of that money is you know, earmarked in a lot of cases, but we still need to get to the table and be able to fight for what we need here in West Nova.
Is there anything that you'd like to talk about or anything you'd like to mention?
No, that's good. I think, you know, it's still a challenging time, and I know we can't let our guard down by any stretch. But I think if we all, you know, listen, you know, use a little bit of common sense, you know, I think we'll get beyond this pandemic, you know, sooner than later.